Okay, so if you're building front-end applications, especially using React.js, that really powerful JavaScript library for web stuff, not React Native for mobile, you definitely know the feeling. The whole ecosystem is just a whirlwind, right? New tools, new libraries, frameworks seem to drop constantly. Honestly, keeping up feels like it could be a full-time job itself. Our mission today is, well, to cut through some of that noise. We want to pull out the really vital nuggets about the essential React development tools you'll likely need heading into 2025. The goal: help you save time, maybe write some cleaner code too.
Yeah, it's a real challenge, and it's more than just, keeping up for the sake of it. It's really about making smart, strategic choices for your projects. The way React evolves so quickly means using the right tools isn't just a nice to have. They're direct accelerators. They're critical for keeping your code base robust, scalable. Ignoring them, you're basically sacrificing productivity, maybe even building up technical debt without realizing it.
Okay, let's unpack this then. We're going to dive into a curated list, some of the most impactful libraries, testing tools, extensions, the things that can genuinely make a developer's life simpler. These aren't just picked because they're popular. They actually offer real solutions to common problems.
Exactly. Think of it like leveraging the community's experience. These tools offer battle-tested answers to challenges almost every React dev faces eventually. Things like managing complex state or keeping UI consistent when you've got a big team. They improve how you build, not just what you build.
Right. So let's maybe kick things off with collaboration and reuse. That leads us straight to Bit. Now, this isn't just a place to like share React components. It's more of an online platform that really pushes component-driven development. It lets teams work together on individual components, right? They can be versioned independently, tested independently, totally separate from the main project.
Yeah, and the real power of Bit, I think, isn't just the sharing. It's how it enforces component contracts and handles that independent versioning. This cuts down integration bugs drastically, especially if you have large, maybe distributed teams. Imagine cutting down your UI merge conflicts significantly because each component is sort of its own little deployable thing. That's the kind of impact Bit is aiming for. It fosters a truly modular way of building.
Okay, makes sense. So you've got these components, they're developed, maybe shared via Bit. How do you make sure they're not just looking good, but are actually solid, bug-free? That's where testing comes in and tools like Jest, developed by Facebook. Pretty much standard in the React world, super widely adopted. But is it always the best pick? Are there trade-offs?
That's a really good question because Jest is fantastic, truly excels at unit testing, snapshot testing, gives you that fast feedback loop, especially for React components. But yeah, some teams find maybe its bundle size is a bit large or its setup is quite opinionated for more complex end-to-end testing. Maybe something like Cypress might be a better fit sometimes. But for that sweet spot, React unit tests, catching those accidental UI changes with snapshot testing, it's incredibly powerful, gives engineers real confidence to iterate fast.
Right, confidence is key. And speaking of UI, developing and tweaking those individual components can sometimes be a pain inside a big application. That's where Storybook fits in, right? It gives you this interactive dev environment just for UI components, completely isolated.
Exactly. Isolation is the core benefit. Storybook lets you build, style, and test your components totally outside your main app's context. That independence means you can simulate all sorts of states, edge cases, whatever, without needing to navigate through your entire application. It speeds up UI development cycles like crazy. You're essentially building a living style guide, too, which helps with consistency and makes components much more reusable and testable by default.
Okay, and for anyone just starting a new project, that initial setup can be kind of intimidating, all the configuration. That seems to be where Create React App, or CRA, really helps out. It's like a ready-made environment for starting new single-page React apps.
Yeah, its brilliance is really in the abstraction. CRA bundles pre-configured tools like Babel, Webpack, all the complex build stuff. You don't need to know the ins and outs of those tools just to get started, which saves, honestly, hours of setup time. You run one command and boom, you're focused on writing your actual application code. That's invaluable, especially for prototypes or just learning React.
Definitely. And then as those apps grow, state management, that can become a real headache. Things get tangled fast, which is why Redux is still such a big deal for many larger React projects.
Absolutely. Redux tackles that problem of unpredictable data flow in complex apps. It does this by giving you a single centralized store for your whole application state. Every change has to go through a really clear, traceable path using actions, which are just simple objects saying what happened, and reducers, these pure functions that take the current state and an action and return the new state. This pattern makes debugging so much more predictable. Reasoning about your app's behavior gets way, way easier because you have that single source of truth.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, the listener? These tools we've talked about, Bit, Jest, Storybook, CRA, Redux, they're designed to solve specific problems across the React development lifecycle. Coding, testing, visualizing, debugging, they aren't just little add-ons. They can be real force multipliers for your work.
Totally agree. The right tools don't just make development faster. They demonstrably improve code quality, maintainability over the long run, which raises a really important question, Fleo. How do you actually pick the right tools for your specific project? You've got to weigh things up, right? Your app-specific needs, how scalable does it need to be, performance concerns, how well does a tool fit with the tech you're already using?
Yeah, that integration point is key.
Yeah.
It leads to a final thought for you to consider. In a field moving this fast, how do you strike that balance? You know, the drive to adopt shiny, new, efficient tools versus the value of really mastering a stable, proven set of tools. What criteria do you personally use when deciding which new tools are actually worth investing your time to learn? Something to think about.